Gentlemen, what was your favorite fad of the past? Remember the Pet Rock? That was a fad for a while.
Never had a Pet Rock.
Never had a Pet Rock either. I thought that was just ridiculous.
I was given a Pet Rock as a gift.
Yeah.
Painted smiling faces on the rocks.
Who'd you throw it at?
Six of them glued together. It just kind of sat there. I think it sat on my desk at home.
What about a lava lamp? Did you ever have a lava lamp?
I did.
My grandmother had a lava lamp of all things, and I was fascinated by it when I was a kid, and I would go and turn it on and watch it for hours. Of course, that's what a lot of people did. But
yeah, with artificial help.
Yeah, I just was fascinated. What about the members-only jackets? Remember those?
I never had a members-only jacket.
Oh, come on. You never had a members-only jacket?
No, I didn't either.
Oh, I did when I was in high school. Had them, and it was gray. It was the gray members only. You pull this, you scrunch up the sleeves.
Yeah, yeah. Like Michael Jackson, it was shiny, wasn't it?
Yeah, too? No. It was gray. I wanted a leather one. I couldn't afford it. What about, wearing your high top sneakers without the laces on them?
No.
You ever do that?
They would come off your feet.
No,
if
man.
You
they
did
were kind of, you know, it was kind of cool, man. It was laid back. That was kind of the beginning of the hip hop thing. You'd undo your laces.
See,
and
you're
so
younger than we are, or you're younger than I am, anyway.
I once went to an event. I remember it was like one of my last business meetings that I had to go to. I was transitioning from being a financial advisor to radio.
Uh-huh.
And I went wearing a suit and my chucks unlaced. And the guy that was running the thing, he's looking at me like, well, aren't we disrespectful? And my whole attitude was like, I don't have to do this anymore.
Did you cut up all your ties when you decided to move into the radio business?
No, I kept a handful of them because you never know when you. I can't tell you the last time I wore a tie.
Right.
Can't even remember the last time.
And it's awesome.
In New York, shirt and tie every day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the environment,
love
though.
How casual we've become here.
All right. So, what about if there was a fad that you look back on that you would like to bring back? What would it be? Is there anything that you look back on and go, yeah, that was cool. I wish I could have gotten in on. I wish I'd done that. What would it be?
Now, this is a trick question because these are fads. We're supposed to look back on them and say that was stupid.
No. Some
we're
fads.
We're not bringing back leg warmers or the Rubik's Cube or things like that or those neon tube tops that the girls. Maybe we should bring that back.
Yeah. All of a sudden you get
maybe.
I liked the women's look in the 80s, without the shoulder pads, of course.
In the 80s?
I did. I like the big hair.
The teased out hair and the shoulder pads.
I just said forget about the shoulder pads.
And the oversized t-shirts and the leg warmers.
The tight jeans and the big hair and I liked that look. I thought it was hot. So I wouldn't mind seeing that come back. Here are some. Let me see if any of these fads you would like to see come back.
All right,
these are the top fads that have been discussed, and a lot of people said, yeah, I'd love to have these come back.
I can't believe you're okay with the big hair.
I loved the big hair. What was wrong with big hair? It was awesome.
Teased out with hairspray?
Over the place.
That's not good.
Yeah, it was great. I like the big hair look. And the high heels with jeans. The high heels with the tight jeans. Yes,
you
sir.
Know what? That
yes,
was
sir.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, it was okay.
Jordache on the back.
My jeans said Lardash.
Nothing comes anyway, between me and my Calvin Klein. So.
I don't want that mental image. All right, what about block parties? They don't do block parties much anymore.
Yeah, mostly in big cities that happened. Didn't happen around here
very
much.
That's
we
kinda
had block parties in my neighborhood in Brooklyn.
That would be cool. Did. That's not a bad thing to bring back.
Most
that's a great.
Most people don't want to know their neighbors these days. Right?
Yeah. Rollerblades.
There's a lot of these speed skaters at the Olympics started out as inline skaters. They started out on rollerblades.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Tetherball. Now, for some reason, tetherball is considered bullying? Who in the world? Why is tetherball considered bullying?
First of all, I never saw the point of tetherball. You just kept knocking the ball around in a circle. I mean, how do you score points? How do you win?
Huh?
How do you? It's
not about winning. It's about playing the game, Tom.
What game? What's the game?
All right,
what's
another
the
thing.
Point of it?
Well, I don't know. I never
winding
played
it around until it's all the way wound around.
Yes.
If
you can get it all the way wound up beyond your opponent, you win.
Never understood the point of tetherball.
Of course not, because it's not that complicated. Slap bracelets. People want that to come back? No. That looks silly. I don't know.
That was silly. Yeah.
Saying not as a punchline. That was a fad for a while. And to be honest with you, I did that in a text the other day. I was talking. Somebody
dude,
asked,
"Dude, you are super cool." Somebody not.
Yeah, precisely. Somebody sent me a text about the weather, and I was like, "Oh, everything is so wonderful." But not. I retroed the '90s grunge look. What about that as a fad? You want that coming back?
I actually wore that before it was the grunge look. I wore that back in the early '70s, Matt. Plaid shirts and blue jeans.
That's because you were homeless.
And desert boots. No. That was the look, man.
You were homeless.
That was the look.
I had desert boots.
No, let's not bring that back.
You don't want the grunge look? I had Levi jeans. You had to have the 501 button fly.
Yep, plaid flannel shirts and
no,
desert
I never
boots.
Wore plaid.
Well, you didn't have to wear flannel shirts in Florida.
No, but I had the button fly jeans with the desert boots. And the cuff, you had to cuff the jeans like once or twice just to where there was a roll-up cuff.
No.
Oh, yeah, you had to do that.
No. Boot-cut jeans, and they're not button-fly. I mean, nobody wore button-fly jeans except
everybody
very strange people.
No, everybody wore button-fly. No. The 501 button-fly, they were very comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, I can't believe this is even on the list. Fanny packs. Fanny packs were an abysmal situation when they were popular. They're still abysmal. They should never, ever come back.
Right.
I have never worn a fanny pack. You know what? There are situations where they'd be useful. You know?
They are very useful for concealed carry. However, it's just everybody knows what's in there. You know? It's just dumb. And last but not least, I'm going to tell you this, man. I'd never... Back in the day when I had long hair, we call it a surfer cut. All right, it was shorter.
We call it a mullet,
but it's a mullet
here. Yeah,
everybody's gotten to the point where they call it a mullet.
Mullets don't need to come back.
No, I'm going to have to say I agree with you. That's you know, and you know who killed the mullet? Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray Cyrus killed the mullet.
Don't want to be like that guy.
Nope. Everybody looked at him and went, "Wow, got the shirt with the cut off sleeves. You got the trucker hat. You got the mullet. Yep. You're white trailer trash. That's awesome." Nope. He killed the mullet. He killed the surfer cut. Thank you, Billy Ray Cyrus. But what? Any of those other? Anything else? Any fad that you want to see bring back?
I don't know. Disco.
No. How about though?
There was some disco that was. When we do the Disco Cures Cancer dance,
pack the place, man.
And there's some of it that, we could use more
of
this.
I'm telling you what, though. You get the horn section from Earth, Wind, and Fire, and you bring back funk.
Yep.
Yes.
Now I'm on board with funk, but
I don't like
disco.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Let's see if I can relive Valentine's Day. I wake up around noon, hungover from the I Hate Valentine's Day party the night before. Phone rings. It's Mom, still drunk from her sleep with the first person you meet party the night before. She sobs and tells me I'm her Valentine and the most important person in her life, then calls me by my sister's name and hangs up. Then I shower and watch the 16 and Pregnant marathon on MTV, lamenting about how these girls manage to have babies without even meaning to. And get picked up at 6 o'clock by my blind date, who takes me to Sonic for half-price tater tot night, then buys me a rose at 7-Eleven. I'm in bed by 10, alone, eating popcorn and M&Ms until I fall asleep. Wow. That's actually the best Valentine's Day I've had in a really long time.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.